Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming live nationally on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me to take you up to 7:40 here on this abbreviated Monday night edition of Overtime. That's baseball comes your way at that point. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler going to try and pick up the pieces for Nats fans out there. It has been a rough past hour for the Curly W's as the news that I gave you in the update. The Nats top pitching prospect, Travis Sikora, going to be on the table in about 2 weeks getting UCL reconstruction surgery. Based off of what I've read and what I know about that type of surgery, you probably won't see him until what? 2027, 2028, potentially at the earliest. And we'll get into the big news from out in Ashburn. But real quick on the Nats, when you think about what is now in their farm system in terms of pitching prospects, the cupboard kind of bare. I know Cade Cavalli is someone that a lot of Nats fans have been holding out hope for, have not gotten to see him this year because of injuries and poor play. So we'll see what happens. Before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler, our pal Ryan Clary, the host of the Locked On Nationals podcast, going to join us, and we'll get his thoughts too on the big time news that really puts a wet blanket over what has already been a super, super struggle bus of a Washington Nationals season. So we'll get to that before we get out of here. But how do I start with anything but the big time news? I was on with you all weekend, so it feels like it's not new news to me, but it's new news to you all if you're just now joining us and didn't tap into us on the weekend. So Terry McLaurin on Saturday, the team's off day, showed up to the facility. He was placed on the physically unable to perform list with an ankle injury, air quotes. And, the hope is that him and the team can continue to negotiate and work their way towards a long-term deal. We found out Sunday that he was in the building via Dan Quinn. What we also found out Sunday, and this was not from Dan Quinn and the Commanders, Terry McLaurin did not show up to the facility alone. He's with his agent, Buddy Baker of the Exclusive Sports Group. And I said it yesterday when we first found out the news. I will reiterate it here again. I think it's great that Terry's here, right? Getting to see his, bubbly face is awesome. Getting to see you all get steamed up to get autographs signed is cool. Let me be very open, honest, and transparent about where things stand, to me at least, when it comes to Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders. Just because Terry McLaurin has ended his holdout and is now holding in, it does not necessarily mean the two sides are any closer to striking a long-term deal. So, I thought of that yesterday while I was on the air, and I was kind of trying to hedge it, right? What was the question we kept asking you all at 1-800-636-1067? I kept asking you, hey, look, what is the real reason Terry McLaurin showed up on Saturday? Is it because he's tired of being fined $50,000 a day? Or did he show up to the facility because the two sides are actually making progress towards a long-term extension? I thought yesterday, during the first half hour of the show, there was a little bit of both. But as we poured throughout the show and I, got to hear your calls and I got to continue to form my own opinions on it, I don't think it means a damn thing in terms of a long-term extension getting done. The fact that Terry is now in the building, he is not going to want to continue to lose money each and every day. And our pal Nikki Javala of The Athletic gave us the numbers via Twitter in the X app yesterday about just how much money Terry McLaurin has ultimately lost by not being here in the nation's capital. So for missing 3 days of mandatory minicamp, Terry McLaurin racked up a whopping $105,000 in fines. It's a lot of cheese, people. Be honest with you, I've never sniffed $100K at one time, but I can only imagine It's tough to lose that amount of money. Missing the 4 days of training camp. Terry McLaurin, if you can do the math, what's four times $50,000 a day? $200,000 in fines Terry McLaurin racked up from not being at training camp. And then if we want to do a little math here, between the fines from minicamp and the fines from training camp, he's racked up $305,000 in fines. Also, for not being here for a majority of the offseason program, Terry McLaurin in turn forfeited a $500,000 workout bonus. So Terry McLaurin has lost close to $1 million throughout this process, throughout this holdout, while he tries to posture and negotiate for a long-term contract here in the nation's capital. Newsflash. Fans out there, Terry's got money, right? Terry also understands that it's very stupid to sit out and eat that fine every day when you know you guys aren't going to get any closer. And look, him being in the building, I don't think the two sides are going to get any closer. I've long said this from the beginning of this process. This had the potential to get ugly. And I haven't given a percentage since Terry reported. Ben, it's been our favorite exercise to do here. What percentage do I give the Commanders of getting something done or things going sour with Terry McLaurin? As I sit here right now, 2 days into Terry McLaurin's hold-in on July the 28th of 2025, in terms of the two sides figuring out a long-term deal, I think there is a 60% chance that happens and a 40% chance that something else happens. And that something else doesn't have to be negative. The one piece of this that I don't know we've thought about enough is, well, if the two sides can't agree to a long-term extension, what other routes could they go to make sure Terry's good for the 2025 season? And I was scratching my brain, making my breakfast last night, prepping breakfast for this morning last night, and I thought, Well, when Adam Peters and company decided to pick up the phone, hello, John Lynch, how are you? You don't want Debo, right? Can we have him? Sure, Adam, you can have Debo. Next thing you know, Debo's here in the nation's capital. The very next notification we got after Debo had been traded here was that the Commanders had fully guaranteed his 2025 salary through injury. Meaning, Debo Samuel can tear his ACL, knock on wood, God forbid, obviously, y'all know how I'm just trying to make a point here. Debo Samuel can injure himself and be gone for the rest of the season right now, tomorrow in camp. And guess what? That $19 million that he's slated to make fully guaranteed through injury. So when we talk about how the Commanders could potentially get something done, do something right for Terry without giving him the long-term deal, you know what I immediately think of? Well, why don't you fully guarantee Terry McLaurin's salary for the 2025 season? Plus, because I believe that salary is, what, $22 million? If they fully guarantee that, plus, give him an $8 million incentive-laden deal. Meaning, you give him bonus money for this year. You basically set a low bar. Give him some incentives that he should easily reach if he plays in a majority of the games. And if he reaches those incentives, he gets $8 million tacked on to this year's salary. That would put him at $30 million for the 2025 season. And your franchise tag next year at the wide receiver position, I believe, I want to confirm this during the break, I believe it's going to be $28.5 million. So you then are negotiating with the tag at that point. It's still, long story short, right, not to get long-winded here to open up here, they're still, to me, a long ways away from getting a deal done. And I think the primary reason as to why Terry McLaurin showed up on Saturday is because he's tired of getting fined. Just getting rolling, though. here on this abbreviated Monday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, the audio that's been circulating all day, Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL insider, joined the Pat McAfee show earlier today and gave us some details on what Terry's camp is rumored to be looking for. We'll let you hear from Schefty next here on The Fan. +1 800-636-1067 is the number. Tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Tapped into the youngest in Charles. I know Willingham will take you up to 740. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will get you warmed up for the series opener of Nats and Astros as the fellas continue their six-game road trip. They are back this weekend for a weekend series starting Friday, I believe, against the Milwaukee Brewers. So the Nats trying to pick up the pieces. Look, the bats have been hot over their last two games, scoring a combined 16 runs after the offense went completely lifeless for about 27 innings prior to that. So they've continued to be up and down. I think you expect this from a young team. The news that we got at the tail end of Grant and Danny, though, really, I know, is a massive, massive gut punch to Nats fans all across the DMV. Travis Sikora going to be undergoing UCL reconstruction surgery in about 2 weeks. So the top pitching prospect for the Curly W is now going to be on the shelf. We'll talk to Ryan Clary, host of the Locked On Nats podcast, before we hand things over to Charlie and Dave. Right now, though, the big news of the weekend, big news of the day. Big news of the weekend is the fact that Terry McLaurin is back. Kinda. Showed up Saturday. Officially has been placed on the physically unable to perform list. And with an ankle injury, quote unquote. And now we wait and see. You know, are the two sides more likely to strike a deal because he's in the building and he's going to meetings? Or is it a situation where the dialogue is still going to be few and far between, despite the two parties being in such close proximity to each other? The other piece of news about Terry McLaurin's arrival that I don't feel like we're highlighting enough is the fact that Buddy Baker, his agent over at the Exclusive Sports Group, is in Ashburn with him, is in the facility every day with Terry McLaurin. How much is Buddy Baker talking to Adam Peters and Lance Newmark and company? I don't know. Not sure at all. I do know this. We got some very interesting information earlier this afternoon. All that's been reported, it feels like, to this point has been from Terry McLaurin's side. His agent leaked out that he was frustrated. Terry leaked out at the Eastern's Automotive Group shoot that, hey, we haven't spoken over a month and a half. Nothing to me from this point when it comes to rumors with this negotiation. None of the info, none of the rumors have been leaked by the team until now. Take a listen to this. Pat McAfee had Adam Schefter on his show earlier today. This is what Schefty had to say in terms of what he's hearing that Terry's camp is actually looking for.
DK Metcalf was the same draft class as Terry McLaurin. He got about $33 million a year. I wouldn't think that Terry is willing to take less than that, and I think he wants considerably more than that. Now, what it comes in at, we'll wind up seeing. Washington, you know, they're not there right now, and they love and value Terry McLaurin, but they love and value him at a different price. So these two sides right now seem apart on a deal. Like, they don't seem close today. And I don't know how they're going to get that resolved and figured out, but these things usually find a way of working themselves out over time. But as of today, I don't get the sense that anything's close.
Yeah, I smell what the chef is cooking. Huh? You pick up what I'm putting down. I hear what Adam Schefter's saying here. I agree with what Adam Schefter is saying here. The reason I say that I think this information that Schefty is getting is coming from the team is one of two things. One, you really think Adam Peters and company were thrilled with the fact that Terry McLaurin decided to wear it on his damn sleeve in front of a local scrum of reporters at a car photo shoot or a car commercial shoot? I'm sure they didn't have that on their bingo card. And it feels like
the narrative shifted drastically after the Eastern shoot, and it was the first time concretely throughout these negotiations that fans, media members, so on and so forth, looked at Adam Peters and company as the bad guy. Well, what does leaking this information do for Washington? If Terry McLaurin is looking to knock the Debo deal out of the park, what's the exact verbiage that Schefter used? He's looking to, you know, surpass that, looking to exceed that tremendously, whatever he said.
Considerably more.
Considerably more. I'm sorry. That's the word, the jargon that he's using. If Terry and his camp is asking for considerably more than DK Metcalf, is that in terms of average annual salary? Is that in terms of the guaranteed money? That's, to me, the big question that still exists when it comes to, well, oh, Terry's trying to, you know, ask for considerably more than DK Metcalf. There's so much gray area when it comes to what's being leaked, when it comes to these negotiations. There just is. But one thing, and our fan base is smart. I know I joke around with you all and I call you a low IQ group of people. That's all part of the shtick of the biz. We tease each other. We like cousins, man. That's how I look at you all. They're like my cousins. My cousins don't know anything about ball either. So there we go. Y'all one and the same. But obviously I'm kidding when I say that. Y'all are smart, though, is what I'm really trying to say. And you all understand that, yeah, if Terry's asking for the DK Metcalf contract extension in terms of his AAV, Terry should be well within his rights to ask for that. For $33 million annually, yeah, Terry should be well within his rights to ask for that. The thing that I feel like you all have, or that this audio bite did today, was make Terry look greedy, make Terry look crazy. Because if Terry is asking for considerably more than $33 million annually, as he is 2 years older than DK, it would be the first time in this negotiation to me that the fan base would be looking at Terry like you're tripping. I want to open up the phones on this. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. ESPN's Adam Schefter saying that Terry McLaurin and his camp are looking for considerably more money than DK Metcalf, who signed a four-year, $132 million deal earlier this offseason. Do you buy what Adam Schefter is selling? And if you do, what do you think the resolution is here when it comes to Terry McLaurin and his pursuit of a long-term deal? 1-800-636-1067. 1067. Your call's next here on The Fan. +800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at @NELL_BTP. Taking up to 740. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler take over at that point. What we're discussing now is a piece of audio I'm about to re-rack for you here again. Adam Schefter of ESPN joined the Pat McAfee show earlier today. And for the first time, in my opinion, we're finally seeing the Commanders use negotiating tactics in the public. Terry McLaurin and his agent, according to most folks, and I believe this to be true as well, have kind of controlled the narrative through the media by leaking out the fact that the two sides hadn't spoke in over a month and a half by, you know, having the Eastern's Automotive Group shoot where Terry is wearing his emotions on his sleeve, venting, and rightfully so, that he feels like there is no clarity between where he stands with the organization moving forward. He just wanted answers. Today, though, Adam Schefter with Pat McAfee, this to me is 110% grade A posturing by the Washington Commanders saying, huh? So you all think that Terry's being reasonable in these negotiations, huh? Wait till I tell Adam Schefter this. Here is Schefty earlier on the Pat McAfee show, giving his two cents as to what he's hearing about what McLaurin's representation is asking for.
DK Metcalf was the same draft class as Terry McLaurin. He got about $33 million a year. I wouldn't think that Terry is willing to take less than that, and I think he wants considerably more than that. Now, what it comes in at, we'll wind up seeing. Washington you know, they're not there right now. And they love and value Terry McLaurin, but they love and value him at a different price. So they seem, these two sides right now seem apart on a deal. Like, they don't seem close today. And I don't know how they're going to get that resolved and figured out, but these things usually find a way of working themselves out over time. But as of today, I don't get the sense that anything's close.
I don't get a sense that the two sides are much closer either. To give you some perspective, DK Metcalf, if you're not privy to this, signed a four-year, $132 million extension earlier this offseason with an average annual salary of $33 million. For Adam Schefter to say that Terry is asking for considerably more, first of all, the statement's pretty vague. Considerably more how? Is it considerably more guaranteed money? Is it considerably more average money per year? We don't know. But when you hear that he's asking for considerably more than DK Metcalf, eyebrows are immediately going to be raised. And people are going to begin looking at Terry like, hey, bruh, we rock with you and all. But to say that you're worth, quote unquote, considerably more than DK Metcalf, I don't know. Because now we're talking about getting into that $34 million a year range, the $35 million a year range. And look, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, those guys that are at the top of the market, to me, clearly at the top of the market for a reason. For a reason. They are one percenters at the position. I love Terry McLaurin as much as an X-Man does, but I'm not going to sit here and act as if he's in the same stratosphere as Jamar Chase, who's making $40 million annually. Justin Jefferson, making $35 million annually. If Terry McLaurin and his camp are asking for that, then I don't know what to tell him. But see, I'm falling victim to the system. He said he's asking for considerably more. Where? Is it the average annual salary? Is it the guaranteed money at signing? We don't know. But what I do know is this. You can be oblivious about it if you want to. Adam Schefter going on Pat McAfee earlier today was a clear message from the Commanders, a clear attempt from the Commanders to try and get their side of the story out. Fine. And I'll say this. Throughout this process, I think Adam Peters and company have done a masterful job in terms of keeping things in-house, keeping things professional. Right? Not throwing anyone under the bus. But leaking this to Adam Schefter? Messy. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. If Terry McLaurin is asking for more money than DK Metcalf, does it change how you view these negotiations? 1-800-636-1067. And then two, big picture here as we now look at this thing from a 1,000-foot view. After hearing from Adam Schefter and hearing from McLaurin and knowing all of the information that we've been provided, how confident are you that a deal ultimately gets done here? 1-800-636-1067. Bowie is in Maryland. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Bowie?
What's up, cousin? Hey, look.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
They have an ace in the hole. They have this guy that they drafted from Virginia Tech. He's a beast. And I think they realize that could be Terry's replacement. They won't come out and say it, but I truly believe that's what they're banking on.
Well, I'll say this from being out there at practice every day. They need Terry McLaurin. This offense, without Terry McLaurin on the perimeter, would struggle.
I think this guy can take his place.
I just don't know how comfortable I'd be saying that I could just replace a guy that was second in the NFL last year in touchdowns, a guy that scored in every postseason game. And Boo, you call all the time. You say a bunch of smart things. That was not smart to me. But we're emotional with this. You're emotional. I'm emotional. We're all emotional about it. So I get where you're coming from. But you think Jalen Lane, after 4 days in training camp, is ready to unseat Terry McLaurin as number one wide receiver? I can't get down with that.
I'm looking at his college record. And just think now, Jaden Daniels is the kingpin.
Yes, he does. He makes everyone better. I give you that totally.
He's the one that makes everybody better. Come on now.
I hear that.
Think about this other rational thing.
Bully, we got to get to some other folks, man. I appreciate you tapping in as always, brother. Enjoy the rest of your night, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you listened to me yesterday, I mean, this is my number one takeaway. One of my number one takeaways from practice. And today it was even more evident. Today there was no Noah Brown and there was no Terry McLaurin. Jaden moved for the football. Jaden had a good day. But in the regular season, if you're going to have to play games without Terry McLaurin, who is the big play threat of this offense that stretches defenses vertically? Is it Jalen Lane? I don't know. Jalen Lane made a play in the back of the end zone yesterday where he didn't even get 2 feet down, and now you all are putting him in Canton. And I shouted him out today during my training camp recap because he had a play over the middle where he's running a little dig route, and Josh Johnson lets it out high, and Lane had to climb the ladder, made a tough catch. Let's not, to use the phrase of my old pal J.P. Finley, let's not Ashburn syndrome over the receivers in this receiving core after Terry, after Debo, after Noah Brown. Because in reality, they got a bunch of guys. Now, with Jaden under center, a guy is not just a guy, so to speak. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Mike in D.C. We got to be rapid fire here as we're up against it. What's going on, Mike?
I'll be rapid fire. Hey, what's up, man? You know, Minnesota basically gave Justin a fully guaranteed deal, and Bengals basically gave Chase like any number he wanted, but not that much, not as much guarantee as Jefferson. So there's games going on that we just don't know. We don't know what Chef Peters likes to conjure up, what kind of deal he wants to give out. And also, like, the factor is Terry's in his age in the deal with Sutton. I think it's going to be kind of crazy if he wants. He's going to need to ask for 41 to get the number that he really wants. And I think that's kind of the craziness that's happening right now. I think it's just the meet in the middle number is Peters is too smart for that. And he's not emotional. And I'm curious what you think.
I appreciate the call as always, man. Yeah, they're in a very, very delicate spot when it comes to these negotiations. I continue to feel that way. Like I said, I think it's a 60-40% chance that this gets done. But who knows? 1-800-636-1067. Let's take a quick timeout when we come back. More of your calls here on The Fan. Well, the Terry McLaurin thing to me is 60% chance it gets done, 40% chance it doesn't. I think where we currently stand right now on July the 28th, 2025, 5 days into training camp, it's not good, man. It's not good. Take one call here, rapid fire, before we get to our guy Ryan Clear, because we are up against the clock. I know there are a bunch of you on the line. Just how it's going to go this afternoon. Wow. So, let's get to Scott in Gainesville. Scott's been on the longest here. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, for sure.
Look, you know, he's under contract. He's supposed to be making $25 million a year. Him wanting to renegotiate this year, get a couple more years toward the end of his career. Man, I love Terry, but if he wants $35 million a year for 3 years, he's out of his mind. I hope the Commanders don't give it to him, because you got to play out your contract. I know a lot of people don't, but it's getting out of control. Just because Pittsburgh overpaid, in my view, to DK Metcalf doesn't mean Terry can hold us hostage.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I understand it totally. We'll see what ends up happening. But we'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Ryan Clary joins us next to give us the latest on Travis Secor.